From the people who bring you Festifools and Full Moon, there is a new light-up event coming to our area. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU are the organizers of a new local arts event called Ipsy Glow. Welcome, Sherry Brown, president of Wonderful Productions. Hello.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
And Adriana Zardes, production coordinator.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. So everybody knows about Festifools and Full Moon. That's been around for about 10 years now.
Full Moon, 6 years, and Festifools, 10 years.
Okay. So now we have a new event called Ipsy Glow. Tell us about that.
Well, it is another light-up event. It's the Halloween season. We're working with the Ypsilanti District Library to coordinate our evening light-up celebration with the day Halloween event that usually takes place on Thursday, this year, Thursday, October 27th.
Why did you create the event?
We were initially asked to come and do something partnered with the day Halloween event. And we wanted to tap into the creativity and the energy here in Ypsilanti, and it ended up snowballing pretty quickly into a big avalanche of creativity and glowing madness. It's been an incredible few months with this community, getting to know them and giving them a voice and a platform.
So describe what will take place. What will we see? What's going to happen?
We've engaged probably half a dozen artists who will be making their own installations and activities. We're working with some disc jockeys and musicians. So it'll be just a big street party with lights in many, many, many different forms. We've had a number of workshops where we've invited community members in to get their glow on. So we're teaching people some techniques that we use and some brand new techniques to us for creating costumes
for
that
people
glow.
For people who have never gone before or are not familiar, when you say installations, what does that mean?
Yeah, so this is actually a new concept. This is new to our organization. Ipsy artists are going to be activating business storefronts. With lights and with artist performances. So there'll be people pantomiming in the windows during the event who are all lit up and glowing. And there'll be different various artist installations using lights and using color.
So you had a lot of drop-in workshops leading up to this. Tell me about those.
It's a way to get the community involved and feel like it's another level of participating in the event where people are actually creating the event themselves. And that's what's so important about community arts events is that nothing's presented to you. It's an entirely shared experience. The art that you're experiencing was built by the community and for the community. And so these workshops where people make their own lanterns, make their own glowing costumes or light up dance shoes, all of these are free and open to every age to come.
Speaking of which, tell us how you became familiar with Festifools.
Oh, well, I took a class my freshman year at U of M, and I took the class that made the puppets and the luminaries for Full Moon and Festifools. And I didn't understand what the event was. And the night of, we had to do this procession with our luminaries. And I was embarrassed because I thought this was a kid's event. And I was like, oh, gosh, I got to walk through campus with like these kids and got to, you know, show up. And I show up downtown and it was this giant street party light rave dance festival. And it was by far my favorite night of my college experience, and ever since then I got hooked, and I've now I'm helping plan this new event in Ypsilanti.
That's Adriana Zardes talking. She's the production coordinator for Wonderful Productions, and Sherry Brown, the president of Wonderful Productions, is also with us here on 89.1 WEMU. So this sounds like it's a pretty inclusive event for the community.
It is. One of the first groups we started working with was the Ypsilanti Community High School Art Program. So Lynn Settles and her class. They've been making luminaries, and interestingly enough, Mark Tucker, who is the founder of Festifools and Full Moon, has been working with those students. So they're going to do a full-on sculptural luminary, almost a performance kind of a thing. So they also are going to be activating one of the storefronts. Then we move on to Fly Children's Art Center, who we've worked with actually for quite a few years, building things for Full Moon primarily. So these are more smaller children, costumes and things like that. So kids are back to making their own costumes, which is a lot of fun too.
Speaking of costumes, Sherry showed up in a light-up headpiece. Is that what we call it, a headpiece made out of cups?
We call it the cup head.
Cup head. Okay, that would be something, sound like something I would say, but the cup head. And who created the cup head? In fact, see a picture on our website, WEMU.org, for sure.
Jerry Rosenberg, who's another one of our board members and an artist. And actually, we learned it from one of the, from the program director at FLY. So we've been exploring a lot of new materials and new techniques. So this is one that we created for the Riverside Art Center fundraiser in their 20th anniversary.
We definitely have to check out the picture. Again, WEMU.org. How artistic or creative do you have to be to participate in something like this?
Not really.
You can be any ounce. Any ounce.
I do not own a hot glue gun, so I don't know if that
counts. Do you have a stapler?
I do have a stapler.
Well, you're in.
I'm
then
in.
You can make a cup head. No, I mean, the point of these events is to get rid of the prestige of art and make it accessible to everyone and have people participate at any level that they want. So you can come to a workshop and we have artist facilitators there who will help you, professionals who will help you make whatever you'd like. But you can also just show up to the event. You can show up in your everyday clothes or you can show up in a costume. It's a good testing ground for your Halloween costume because it's only a few days beforehand.
You used to hold these in Ann Arbor, but now you've moved to Ypsilanti just to spread the joy, or what?
We like spreading the joy. We're going to continue to do Full Moon and Festivals this next April, April 7th and April 9th. We were working with so many artists and organizations in Ypsilanti, as well as the what is now the Washtenaw County Convention Visitors Bureau. It was the Ypsilanti Convention Visitors Bureau. It really did start with Halloween and the Ypsilanti District Library to see if we could do some workshops, and it kind of just, why stop at workshops?
Sure.
Let's just do the whole nine yards.
And when is the final event, the big event for Ipsy Glow?
It's Thursday, October 27th.
And what time and where should people go?
So 6:30 to 9, and it'll start along Washington Street in between Pearl and Michigan Avenue. Yeah.
And you don't have to have a light-up costume just to
you
come.
You don't. We're going to have black lights all over the place. So if you wear anything that's black light reactive, too, just normal day, you'll be lit up.
That is Adriana Zarda. She's the production coordinator for Wonderful Productions. And, of course, Sherry Brown, president of Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.